Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, and welcome to this series of readings from Discover Magazine, a presentation of Airs LA. Today's article was written by Carla Delgado and is from the April-May 2025 issue of the magazine. The psychological toll of method acting. Whether it's on stage or screen, acting demands a lot from performers. Neuroscience and psychology reveal what happens in the brain when an actor fully immerses themselves in a role. The art of theater is probably one of the oldest forms of entertainment out there. Even now, audiences still gather in open-air amphitheaters, black box theaters, and multiplex cinemas to sit and watch all kinds of stories unfold before their eyes. And those experiences would not be possible without the performers who take on various roles to tell the tales. Acting is far more than just pretending to be someone else, and with certain techniques, like method acting, it's a complex process that requires an individual to fully embody another person. This includes their personality, emotions, motivations, and mannerisms. Given acting's demands, let's take a look at the neural mechanisms of getting into character. The intricate cognitive pathways and emotional processes involved in acting are little understood by science. Only a few studies have looked into the neuroscience of taking on a role. But some recent research is starting to change that. In 2019, a study published in the journal Royal Society Open Science examined the brain regions that are activated when method actors adopt a fictional first-person perspective during dramatic role-playing. The authors asked the participants, who were in an MRI scanner, to respond to a series of hypothetical questions as both themselves and their assigned characters. They found that the actor's brain activity in the areas involved in self-processing, the dorsomedial and ventromedial prefrontal cortices, was reduced when responding in character rather than responding as themselves. The authors interpret these brain changes as a suppression of self. This suggests that acting, to an extent, is a suppression of self-processing. Quote, theatrical art forms are unique in that performers have to portray themselves on stage as people who they themselves are not, says Stephen Brown, a cognitive scientist at McMaster University in Canada, who was involved in the 2019 study. Children across cultures engage in pretend play, and so play acting seems to be an important developmental step in socialization, end quote. A more recent study also found that theater actors might be suppressing their sense of self to a degree when acting. The authors of a small 2022 study in the Journal of Cognitive Neuroscience used wearable brain imaging technologies to record actors' brain activity when performing a role. The prefrontal cortex usually gets activated when an individual's name is called out. But when the actors heard their own names during performance, they didn't respond as strongly as they normally would. Embodying a character and evoking realistic emotions to tell their story, whether it's on a theater stage or a film set, can blur the lines sometimes. Characters can, quote-unquote, take over the actor's self and have them doing or saying things they normally wouldn't. For instance, somebody performing as an angry person may find themselves being short-tempered around everyone. Meanwhile, a 2019 literature review found that blurring the boundaries with the character may result in a change of personality or even dissociation. Quote, it has been reported in the media that acting techniques such as method acting can have severe effects on an actor's mental health, end quote, says Dwainika Greaves, a cognitive neuroscientist at University College London, who was involved in the 2022 study. When an actor goes too deep into a role, especially for a long period, they might find it challenging to drop the character. After shooting Black Panther, Michael B. Jordan reportedly had a difficult time getting out of the mindset of his film's villain, Eric Killmonger. Lady Gaga also experienced some quote-unquote psychological difficulty towards the end of filming House of Gucci when she was too absorbed by her character Patrizia Reggiani. And famously, Austin Butler confessed to losing touch with his own personality after playing the titular King of Rock and Roll in Baz Luhrmann's Elvis. At present, a large gap in research remains when it comes to the psychological impacts of acting. Extensive studies on the neuroscience of acting are also needed to further explore the subject and what happens when actors slip in and out of roles. There may be degrees to how much being in character can affect oneself, something Greaves is continuing to investigate. Quote, "I would hypothesize that an actor's training technique will influence the distance actors create between themselves and their character," she adds. "This distance will then determine whether there are long or short-term effects on the sense of self." End quote. Again, this article was written by Carla Delgado. My name is Brian Lemon. Thank you for listening, and stay curious.